You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
When he was just about to go to the war with Og, and you know why he's called Og? Og? What does it remind you, Og? So when he came to inform Abraham Avinu Shalom, as far as when Lot was taken as a hostage, so he smelled the smell of cake that Sarah Imenu was making. So he was very fascinated by the smell of the cake. So then Torah names him Uga. So his name actually is Uga. They call him Og, because he was so into the cake. So then after that, his name became Uga. So here we learn anything that you become fascinated of, so that's what the name you get. So like if you like baked potato, they call you baked potato in Shammai. So here, Og, his name became Og because...
The couch potato came from?
Because he was so... amazed by the smell of the cake that Sarah Imenu made. So now here, we see Moshe Baal Shalom was told by Hashem, don't worry about the Og, because he's in your hand. He cannot do anything to you. So why Moshe Baal Shalom needs to be worried? Why?
He had the
zechut of what? But why did he inform Abraham Avinu about Lot? Why?
Because he was suspicious of something happened to Abraham Avinu, so he get back.
So that is called Zechut. So his intention was good.
No, it wasn't good, but still he get the credit for informing Abraham
Avinu. I know, but you're planning to get rid of somebody, so what is that supposed to mean? So he should get reward for it?
Two different cases.
So here, Moshe Baal Shalom is actually not worried about how tall he is, what the power he has. As the Gemara brings, he was able to lift up a mountain. Og, lift up a mountain. And then Hashem sent ants. And they ate up the part of the mountain, and the mountain went into his head, and his teeth, they were stretched, and he got stuck in the mountain. That's what happened. So here we see Moshe Baal Shalom was very concerned about the zechut that he has. So now we learn from here that actually every day of our life, no matter how difficult it could be, but we are able to gain zechuyot for ourselves, credit. So even we see that Og, his intention was not pure, but still, Hashem gave him a reward. How do we know he was rewarded? Was he rewarded? Yeah? How? How do we know?
He survived Noah, because he was attached to the sheep.
Yeah, he got a free ride that was called Palit. He was, and Noah gave him sushi for 1 year. No, 1 year he was eating sushi.
Well, it was hanging under the boat, no?
On the top of the boat.
On top?
Yeah, on the top of the boat. And he was, but that's not a zechut. How do you know he will gain his zechut? So he says, that Og lived how many years? You count from Avraham Avinu till Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom, how many years we get? 500 years. It's a lot of years. He lived 500 years. Why? Because he did something good that was sandwiched with a terrible intention. His intention was not pure, but still something good was in it. That Lot was saved. And we see from the Lot, actually the Mashiach comes. From Lot, Mashiach comes. Ruth HaMoabiyah. So here we see that one should not think, you know, who am I? What can I do? There are better people than me. Actually, as you know, today is Isru Chag. Because yesterday was a Chag, Moed. Tisha B'Av is going to be a Moed. Yeah. So now we see that in destruction of Beit HaMikdash, the only one that was able to save Am Yisrael was who? Who saved us? Rachel Imenu. Rachel Imenu. Moshe Abraham Shalom, Abraham Tzav Yaakov, nobody, Hashem rejected him. The only one that was able to save us was Rachel Imenu. So now, he says in the Navi, Rachel Mevaka Al Baneha, she's crying for her children. I'm saying. And he says, Me'ana le'inachem al baneha ki einenu. Because we're so worried about Am Yisrael. So he says that he would not appease, she would not come down. Why? Ki einenu. What does einenu means? Einenu? What does it mean?
Not here.
It doesn't exist. Einenu, is it singular or plural? Einenu is singular. Should say einenam. Einenam is plural. Einenu is singular. So now if Rachel Imenu is speaking about Am Yisrael, should she say einenam or einenu? Einenam. No. Einenu is one person. Chazak Baruch. So Rachel Imenu is saying that sometimes we feel, who am I? Who am I? What can I do? My tefillah. Why? No, Hashem is going to listen to my tefillah. So here Rachel Imenu says, no. Even one single person can save Am Yisrael. One single person. So that means one should not say, no, who am I? What can I do? Why Hashem is going to listen to my tefillah? So here, Rachel Imenu didn't say einenam. He says einenu. That means Yehudi should understand that what the importance he has in the eyes of Ribono Shel Olam. The Chas V'Shalom, something, you know, what difference does it make? You know, there are many, many, many tzaddikim that do tefillah. So no. Your tefillah could bring the Yeshua. Your single tefillah. And Chas V'Shalom, you should not think, you know, what's the use? What does it matter? Hashem is going to listen to my tefillah. And that's what exactly we see here. Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom was worried and concerned about one little zechut that was not even a pure one. And that means that Yehudi should understand that Chas V'Shalom should not ever downgrade himself. Because he has such a value and chashivut and importance to eyes of Ribono Shel Olam. Sheniskeh b'zat. Shout!
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.